are you going to land your dream job? I'm Diana Jordan with MBA Podcaster, and in this show, we are going to pull back the curtain on the recruitment process. We'll hear from Dr. Jim Waldrop, who developed Career Leader, a self-assessment tool which he says is best used the first year of the MBA.
Think about what you want 7 years out. Think about what you need to learn to get there, and then do what you need to do.
And we'll hear from Greg Roof, whose MBA focus is a pipeline of resumes to hiring companies of the MBA world.
It's not hard to find an intelligent one-dimensional person. What is really difficult is to find a very intelligent multidimensional person.
Not every company hires MBA graduates the same way. Meet Kate Aiken, Senior Director of College Recruiting for Gap, Inc.
We absolutely are open to speaking to the MBA students who track us down, who've done their research on the company, and they know how to present themselves. They can do quite well, but it definitely requires driving the boat yourself.
Hugh Carceris wrote a manual for MBA graduates called From New Recruit to High Flyer.
If you look at the population of boardrooms, you'll see it's very, very replete with MBAs. So it's certainly a very well recognized and a very well rewarded degree to have.
I'm Diana Jordan with MBA Podcaster. Stay tuned.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Veritas Prep, an elite GMAT preparatory program developed at Yale University, where students learn deconstructive strategies to attack the exam with confidence and skill. Armed with over 1,400 pages of materials, 15 computer adaptive practice tests, and live instruction from an exclusive 99th percentile scoring faculty, Veritas students score higher. They gain an advantage over other business school applicants by attending a 42-hour GMAT course, more than twice as long as the leading competitor's course. Veritas also offers admissions consulting with former MBA admissions officers from Harvard, Stanford, Wharton, Kellogg, Yale, and other top MBA programs. MBA Podcaster listeners receive a $150 discount on any Veritas GMAT course, private tutoring, or MBA admission school package by registering with the code POD150. Learn more at veritasprep.com.
You have a dream job in mind, a dream life, and that takes sacrificing time and money, and it takes research and planning. You also need to know yourself quite well, so you move swiftly along your journey with few, if any, missteps. Good news. If you're in an MBA program right now, you are in hot, hot, hot demand. That from Greg Roof, the CEO of MBA Focus, which gets the resumes of 23,000 first and second year MBA students to the hiring companies of the MBA world.
It's the perfect time. I mean, you couldn't hit the market at a better time. I mean, it's really good. Like last year, the number of firms that requested the resumes of students went up from 0405 to 0506 academic year, went up about 30%. This year, from 0506 to 0607, has gone up about another 30%. So you really hit the market at a perfect time, and I think it's going to continue. And what we've seen the last couple of years, this is really interesting, is that, for instance, there are a lot of very sort of, I'd say, old line industries that are now getting into heavy, heavy MBA recruiting. For instance, retail. We're seeing a lot of the major retail programs. I'm headquartered in Columbus, Ohio with Limited Brands, and they've created a program where historically they would hire, as an example, a handful, half a dozen MBAs. Last year they hired over 50, and this year they want to double that. So now you have a company like Limited Brand, a retailer, Target. I mean, there are a number of firms that the numbers are very similar, that they're hiring equal numbers that the big investment banks and big consulting firms were hiring in the 90s and 80s and things like that. You also have insurance, for instance. Insurance, in general, the firms used to hire a very small number of MBAs. We're seeing all the big names in insurance are building programs where they want to hire 25, 50, 75, 100 MBAs. Now, I don't think that's going to go away. And it's the same with, like, KPMG has built a wonderful program, people with financial backgrounds into their business. They're going to hire probably 130, 140 MBAs. These aren't dot-com types of businesses where the bubble's just going to burst. Where, you know, the economy goes down, they're going to hire less. But we're really building these beautiful pipelines into these sort of traditional industries that weren't big MBA hiring. And I think MBAs are going to be hot for the next 10 to 15 years.
Even with a hot market, the creator of Career Leader, Dr. Jim Waldrop, says it's best to start off knowing exactly where you're headed.
I'm a big believer in getting it right from the beginning. And in this case, the beginning to me means during first year. Because your summer internship, presuming that you have one, sends a signal to potential recruiters for the second year. So If you can get that going in the right direction, more or less, then you'll be that much farther ahead.
What is Career Leader?
Career Leader is an online career self-assessment tool that assesses an individual's interests and motivators and abilities as they relate to careers in business or in other organizations. And having done that, it compares the person to 30 different algorithms for different careers, 30 different sort of, in other words, the model perfect investment banker, the perfect production and operations manager, the perfect supply chain manager, and so forth. And it tells them which ones are the best matches. The program is used by about 300 MBA programs and corporations worldwide, including most recently Microsoft and AOL. And it's a good way to figure out what you might want to do, what kind of organizational culture you might want to do it in.
How can MBA applicants or students start planning now to launch a successful career? Greg Ruff with MBA Focus.
I think one, really sitting down and saying, what do I want to do post-MBA? You know, why am I getting my MBA? What are my career aspirations? And then once they figure that out, get a very crystal clear, idea of what they want to do post-MBA, is then research the MBA programs that feed most heavily into those careers. And one of the neat things you can do is I think every MBA program, or at least, sort of top 100 ranked MBA programs, list on their career services website as part of the MBA program's website, list the number of companies, the companies that recruit their students, and most of the time they'll also list, how many students were hired by that firm, the previous year, the previous 2 years, or something like that. So it gives you a pretty good idea where the pipeline lies.
Hugh Carceris, the author of From New Recruit to High Flyer, says you are most likely to see recruiters on the campuses of these first-tier schools.
The group that would typically appear now would be the Harvard Business School, Wharton at University of Pennsylvania, MIT, Sloan School, Stanford is always up there, then University of Chicago, Kellogg, Columbia, and then Europe, INSEAD and LBS. Those are all typically the first-tier schools that, on most of the main recruiters' primary list. There are plenty of other very good schools. Fuqua at Duke is another one, Darden at Virginia, University of Michigan, Stern at NYU, and obviously Yale Management School. Probably I wouldn't put them in the first tier, but they're still very good schools that get a lot of attention from the recruiters.
But some companies, like Gap Inc., don't always hit campuses to recruit. Kate Aiken is Senior Director of College Recruiting for Gap Inc.
You really do need to think outside the box in terms of approaching a company like ours. We are not necessarily on campus in September promoting our rotational program because at Gap, for example, our options for MBAs are more broad than that. We don't have a particular program. So students need to be absolutely leveraging their networks and connecting with an alumni who might already be working at Gap to explore what our opportunities are and to build bridges with people here, so that they can have their foot in the door when jobs are open to interview.
Because of this hot MBA market, Ruff says that first-year students may feel more pressure to commit to an internship or even to a job.
What we're seeing is that when demand for MBAs increases, recruitment becomes much more first-year oriented for summer internships. So what we're seeing is that you have a number of first years that will do, let's say, 10, 15 interviews with different firms and then pick their summer internship. Historically, that same person would come out and maybe not have an offer from their summer internship, but then interview with another 10 to 15 firms for their second year recruiting for a full-time opportunity. When recruiting is really hot, emphasis really shifts to first-year recruiting. Matter of fact, Stanford just did a survey that about 63% of students that were coming out of their summer internship were actually given solid job offers out of it. So what happens is these newly second-year students, they just finished their summer internship. They're coming out. They feel very good. I like XYZ firm. I like the internship. I feel pretty good. But, let's look at ABC and DEF also. But what they're not doing is they're not going to 15 different interviews. They're going to two or three very selected interviews, which means for firms, on the other hand, that if they're not really creating a good supply of potential candidates from their summer internship program, they're going to be left in the cold this year and next year. The emphasis is on first year, so a student needs to get in there as a first year and really start researching interviewing, you know, you're sort of playing the field your first year in recruiting and probably less so in your second year. You might just, if you like the summer internship, you might just say, hey, well, I like, you know, XYZ, so I'll just maybe try two firms that I'll interview with versus 15 or something like that.
Aiken with Gap sounds a warning to MBA students.
Actually, one of the challenges is that, see, many of the MBA schools today have heavy, heavy emphasis on campus, you know, on corporate recruiting. It starts very early. It starts the first week of school, from what I've seen from some of the schools that we partner with. So my advice would be try not to get too sucked up in the activities of recruiting. Obviously, you need to have your toes in the water. You need to be exploring. I would say devoting, you know, 5 to 10 hours a week probably to exploring your career options and networking within the companies and the industries that you're interested in. So students in their first year should, you know, probably be looking for some of the traditional MBA channels. I think you really start looking for your internship in the fall. Companies like ours, where maybe we try to do a little bit more just-in-time hiring, we start interviewing candidates for internships in January and February.
Take charge of your career, says Waldrop, who created Career Leader.
Anybody who puts their careers in somebody else's hands is absolutely crazy. Because that person, I mean, it could be me, and I'm good, and I've done it for a long time, but you know what? I'm not going to be the one who's doing your job for the next 20 years. And I feel exactly the same way about depending on-campus recruiting. You know, the company that you want may not come, or they may come and you're number six on their list, but they only hire five people. I think it's just terrifically important for people to take responsibility for their own careers and make that happen. And that's true forever.
Networking is one answer. Ruff with MBA Focus explains.
The demand right now for MBAs is as hot as it was in the late 90s. I mean, it's really, really high. And so it's not difficult for candidates to find opportunities because essentially the moment they hit campus their first year, if it's a traditional two-year program, companies are going to be seeking them out. And I think a lot of it's just networking, research. If you're a first-year student or an incoming first-year student, talk with the first-year class or the second-year class. Talk with students that are 3 years older. Most of the MBA programs have very well put together alumni referral programs, you know, for networking purposes on careers, and not to say, hey, can you get me a job with your firm, but can you help me understand investment banking and is this a career that I'm interested, or what the right firms for might be in investment banking or consulting or consumer products or something like that.
Hugh Carceris explains the nuances of networking.
The ironic thing is there's no question that networks are important, that people who have a lot of relationships are better positioned. The key is how you go about building them. I think the real lesson is that, you know, the only way to do it is to focus on real relationships, building relationships. So you want to be thinking about networking outlets that engender an opportunity to actually really get to know somebody and for them to really get to know you. And so I would say that, you know, it is important to go to all the recruiting events, you know, where they have the presentations and you can go and have a few drinks afterwards. But you've got a lot of people often circling around, a few representatives from the company, you know, trying to ask one or two questions and get their face seen. I think that's a relatively ineffective way to get your network relationship built. I would tend to prefer things where you can get involved in dinners. I know when I was at business school, we had a lot of recruiting dinners, which were a much smaller community of people that were invited, and you know, the ratio of recruiters to students was much higher, and that really did allow the opportunity over the course of a few hours to really get to know somebody and you know, for them to get to know you. And I think that is when people say, yes, you know, I went out for dinner with this guy and I thought he was a very good character. You know, I thought this is the kind of person that we wanted in our organization. That's really, you know, where networking comes to the fore.
You must know yourself and what you want. Waldrop says taking a test like Career Leader can give you solid direction.
I think of the results of a test like that as being something like a shopping list. I want to buy a career that has lots of prestige and intellectual challenge and money and the opportunity to manage people. So you go shopping for the career, and it's easier that way to figure out what fits your bill.
How do you differentiate yourself from other MBA students? Carceris says that is vital.
You have to try and find a way that to differentiate yourself from the crowd. One element of that is obviously doing very well in your schoolwork and you need to be a real high flyer. But a lot of the schools don't even make their grades public, so that really requires, you know, winning some of the awards and the honours, which is obviously very difficult. So, you know, there's an academic route of differentiation. You know, how you go about recruiting, can you get outside of the net that recruits through the business schools? Can you get relationships which aren't necessarily built up through the people coming to campus that will give you an inroad into those companies? Differentiation is definitely one key element. The second I'd say is to be, you know, disciplined and patient. I know that a lot of people come into business school very, very hungry and, you know, very, very ambitious in their career and can't wait to sort of get that dream job. And sometimes they just go a little bit overboard in their approach. Maintain patience and discipline. Don't go crazy in trying to prove yourself to the recruiters. You know, there are clearly clear boundaries in which you have to operate. And the third one is ultimately, you know, to get that job, you've got to demonstrate that you are suitable. And so that requires two things. It requires that you understand exactly what kind of firm that you're best suited to and what kind of industry, and that you then are able to demonstrate that to the recruiters, and that often requires a lot of research. You know, always very impressive when you have a candidate who looks thoroughly, thoroughly prepared and really knows their stuff.
Personal relationships are key. Aiken with Gap.
We've found that MBA students who leverage their alumni networks tend to make a lot of progress, because most MBA graduates, and I'm an MBA graduate myself, and I get two or three inquiries a year from people who are attending my program where I got my MBA, and they reach out to me to say, I'd love to learn more about the industry of retail, or I'd love to learn more about what you do. Can I request a 30-minute chat with you, or can we just do an informational chat? I always try to say yes to those requests, as I think most people do. And so I have found that most people who have their MBAs love to take the opportunity to share advice with current students. And I think that that's a great way to learn more about Gap and to find out, you know, what are the different jobs that are the best fit for MBA grads, and who can I talk to get a sense of what those jobs look and feel like, so that when I interview, I can present myself as being the right candidate for your company.
Inside the classroom, Ruff says you need balance between quantitative classwork and strategy and marketing.
Definitely, the coursework at MBA programs should be fairly balanced. I mean, if you're going to go into quant, a large number of your class would be quant-related. But in any job that you have, the ability to deal with people, the ability to communicate effectively, the ability to lead is very, very important. So I think, you know, it's also very important that you also have, say, your first year sort of a very well-rounded program, that you're picking up these communication skills, these leadership skills, critical thinking skills, other than just quant. Same for marketing. In marketing, you need to have some quant skills with it, too.
As for leadership, Carceris, the author of From New Recruit to High Flyer, says, go for the real thing.
Have something on your resume which speaks to a real role of responsibility, and rather than having something which looks good, you can talk to what you actually did that involved real leadership. You know, for example, how you changed the, you know, if it was a for-profit club that you were, you know, selling wine, or some, you know, some of these venture groups within some of the business schools, if you can sort of talk about how your performance and how you increase your recruiting, actually come with real examples of leadership that you've shown as opposed to an extracurricular involvement, I think that's a lot more important and will be a lot more interesting to recruiters.
Aiken is a recruiter for Gap.
We absolutely are looking for strong leadership capability, and I have found that looking at someone's extracurriculars is one of the best ways to see that, because students who have founded a club or led an organization, whether it's during their business school years or their undergrad years, you know, those are just the kind of the natural leader characteristics that that we love to see. So I absolutely look at extracurriculars. I also, frankly, we love to see people with unique and well-rounded backgrounds. People we had among our interns this summer was someone who had spent her entire pre-MBA career in nonprofit organizations, and another one of our MBA interns was a Canadian Olympic basketball team player. So, you know, those aren't, we certainly don't require anything like that, but those are the kind of well-rounded and, you know, people for whom, because Gap is very much a work hard, focus on work, but also have a balanced life and enjoy yourself kind of corporate culture. So when we see that people have made that already part of their life, it's a good clue that that person might be a good fit in addition to their academic and technical background.
More than your abilities, more than why you want an MBA-level job, Waldrop advises you to keep in mind your interests.
The real deal is the interest. Your interest patterns are the deepest, one of the deepest parts of your personality. They almost never change from year to year to year. Interests are really the energy of a career. You can be good at a lot of things that you're not interested in doing. You can be motivated by some things, you know, because it pays you great money that you're not interested in doing. But you know what? Even if it's paying you a ton of money and you can do it really well, if you're not interested in it, you're never going to be interested in it.
What words of advice do you have for MBA students who are pursuing their dream job?
Don't feel too much pressure to get trapped in the early cycle of corporate recruiting, because although there are some great companies that participate in kind of the traditional format of corporate recruiting, of coming on campus in the fall and conducting on-campus interviews, there are great companies that do that. There's a lot of great companies that don't do that. So think about your prior work experience. Think about what you're learning in your program that's really turning you on. For example, when I was in my MBA program, I discovered I had a passion for marketing, which I just would have never uncovered. And now, as I move through my future career choices, I tend to always pick jobs that have some element of brand building, whether it's a consumer brand or an employer brand, kind of is what I do now. You know, pay attention to what you love and don't be scared of the time and energy it may take to pursue a job in a company that's not on the grid in terms of the traditional corporate recruiting approach. And leverage your alumni network, leverage networks such as the Net Impact Conference for MBA students that pulls together students and companies passionate about social responsibility. You know, think about those avenues that will connect you with the companies that you want to know, and then work on building some personal connection, not just to the recruiters at those companies, but to some of the managers who would be willing to take time to chat with you and give you career advice. And it's not necessary to land an internship with us in order to get a job, but it absolutely does help, because we love to have people come in, work with us so that we can kind of evaluate them, they can evaluate us, and we can see if it's a great match mutually.
Hugh Carceris has a few words for you to take to heart.
Best of luck, and a career lasts a long time. Don't lose faith if things don't happen straight away.
I'm Diana Jordan with MBA Podcaster. Stay tuned. Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Veritas Prep, an elite GMAT preparatory program developed at Yale University, where students learn deconstructive strategies to attack the exam with confidence and skill. Armed with over 1,400 pages of materials, 15 computer adaptive practice tests, and live instruction from an exclusive 99th percentile scoring faculty, Veritas students score higher. They gain an advantage over other business school applicants by attending a 42-hour GMAT course, more than twice as long as the leading competitor's course. Veritas also offers admissions consulting with former MBA admissions officers from Harvard, Stanford, Wharton, Kellogg, Yale, and other top MBA programs. MBA Podcaster listeners receive a $150 discount on any Veritas GMAT course, private tutoring, or MBA admission school package by registering with the code POD150. Learn more at veritasprep.com.
For more information, advice, and to register for your bi-weekly MBA podcast, visit mbapodcaster.com. I'm Diana Jordan with MBA Podcaster. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next time when we go wide and give you the 360-degree perspective of applying for and getting your MBA. We'll cover everything from applications to the GMAT, entrance interviews to how to succeed when you hit campus and land the right job when you graduate. Stay tuned.